You're talking about Kiddush Levana. The Gemara says, Masechet Sanhedrin, Kol HaMevarechet Al HaChodesh Bizmano Keilu Meqabel Penei Shechina. Saying Birkat HaLevana Bizmana. So there are a lot of very interesting midrashim regarding the Levana. You know, Bnei Israel were compared to the Levana. So a lot of these midrashim have a much very, very practical musar about Klal Israel. So the source, there are different, it's midrashim and the Gemara. Midrashim that are not in the Gemara, and also the Gemara. So Shnei Melachim v'keder echad. We're talking about, 5,784 years ago, right, on the fourth day of Ma'ase Bereshit, Tala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baragiyah et HaMe'orot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Shemesh on Yireach, the Kol Tzva Shamayim, right, at the very beginning of the Ma'ase Bereshit. And you see, everything it's really said about the way we, human beings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, Adam is the main purpose of Kriya is Adam. So that's why everything it's said from our viewpoint, from Bnei Adam looking at Shamayim. So it says, "Vayomer Elokim yehi me'orot b'riyat Shamayim lehavdil b'yamim v'layla." So clearly, we see that at the beginning, the shnei me'orot gedolim, both of them, the moon and the sun, were exact same size and the same light. The Torah says, "Et ha'me'or." HaGadol LeMemshelet HaYom HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Ma'or HaGadol, which is the sun, LeMemshelet HaYom, and the Ma'or HaKatan, and the moon, the smaller one, LeMemshelet HaLaila. What happened? First it says Me'orot, they were the same size. And all of a sudden you're talking about Ma'or HaGadol and Ma'or HaKatan. First of all, the Mefarshim say, I think if I'm not mistaken, it's Rabbi Soloveitchik, it comes from him, that you see why the sun is called Ma'or HaGadol, because the sun gives light to the moon. So from Torah you see, a giver is the Gadol. Gadol means a giver. Because the sun is called Ma'or HaGadol, because as we know, it illuminates the moon. So it's a very popular bar mitzvah drasha that when a kid becomes a Gadol, that means becomes a giver, right? Now, so at the beginning, what happened? At the beginning, the Torah says clearly that they were the same size. At Me'orot, it says. Me'orot, they were the same. Yehi Me'orot. What happened? So the Midrash says, Ba'a HaLevanim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who was the complainer? They were both the same size, same light. So the Levanam, the moon came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Ribono Shel Olam, Lama Ze Barata, he says, you know, why did you create the world with the letter Bet, Bereshit? Amar La Keneged Shnei Olamot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I started the Torah with Bet, Bereshit, because I created two Olamot. Bet is two. Olam Ze V'Olam Haba. So Amar La Olam Haba, Gadol Me'Olam Ze. So he said, so the Levana asked, which world is bigger? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the moon, Olam Haba is bigger. Okay. And then he says, Barat HaShamayim Va'aretz, Shamayim Gedolim Min Ha'aretz, Barat HaShamayim, Hamayim Gedolim. Everything that you created, you don't have Shnei Melachim B'Keter Echad. You don't have two kings under the same crown, so to speak. Olamot, there's Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh. Shamayim is bigger than Eretz. Esh, Mayim, right? Everything, you don't have Shnei Melachim here, so how come you could have Shnei Me'orot the same size? It's impossible. And this comes from the moon. The moon told Hashem, Ein Shnei Melachim Mishtamshim B'Keter Echad. You cannot have two kings reigning under the same crown. Okay, so Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Galuv Yadol Lefanai Ki V'Da'atcha Shag. I know. You come to complain, you think I'm going to make you bigger, right? But because you came and you said the first itrug, The first Lashon Hara is the moon against the sun. I'm going to punish you. Hoil v'ritzakta lehav, lechi u'matir tatzmech. Go and lower your make yourself smaller. Ve'yeorech echad mishishim orachama. Yad amar lefanav v'roshon olam. Right, so then the moon was very upset. He said, well, okay, al davar echad shamarti lefanecha ne'enashti kol kach. You give me such a big punishment because of a small thing. Amar la Hashem said, okay, don't worry. Atid ani lehachzir et orech keorachama. Shenamar v'yorah advan, right? In the future, I'm going to compensate you. So then the sun said, oh, the moon said, so you're going to make my light the same like the sun? What's going to happen to the sun? Mate aleha. Amar la adayin at megatzikit aleha. Still, you're back to your old thing, the truth that Shnei Me'orot. You know what? Chayai sheyehe ora shivatayim. I'm going to make the sun even seven times more than your, even in the future. So v'ora chama, so the levana nichama, the levana was regretted all these kitrugim. You see, all the problems started because the levana, the sun didn't complain, right? The levana was the one that complained. So it's a long midrash, but you know, finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, fine, I'm going to give you even now you're going to be seen during day and the night. And also, I'm going to give you the kochavim. Basically, but the point is that, you know, this is the whole reason why the levana, right, became like, you know, smaller, but, you know, it was a punishment. And, but it's mitchadeshet, every month, right, the levana becomes fuller and fuller till it comes completion, and we know that Bnei Israel were compared, right? סימן לעם ישראל, לברכת הלבנה אנו אומרים, וללבנה אמר שתתחדש עטרת תפארת לעמוסי בוטן. עם ישראל, this is, שגם הם עתידים להתחדש כמותה. The same way that the לבנה was diminished, and it's going to come, right? Every cycle, it comes to full moon, this is the same thing, עם ישראל also because, you know, the Levana was memaetet atzma. This is Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is compared to what? To say to a vine, right? The vine is very, very low on the floor, but, you know, gives the best fruits. So the same thing that we are saying, Am Yisrael, lo'ota levana ketana, she'no kor, right? And you see, Levana also doesn't have any light from itself. The light comes from the sun. This is Am Yisrael, right? She'en lakol or atzmi mishela, ve'lakol ora, ba min ha-shemesh, ve'tamedi nimitzot ha-shemesh. And we are always, Klal Yisrael are constantly, we have this rejuvenation. It starts from, like the moon. The same way that the moon rejuvenates, Bnei Yisrael also, we never despair. There is no yush, right? Always there is rejuvenation, and that's also Sarah Imenu. Judaism is from not Avraham Avinu, it's from Sarah. And Sarah, achare beloti haitali edna. Right, when Sarah Imenu was like, you know, when she was, got very, very old, all of a sudden, she rejuvenated, and Yitzhak Avinu was born. So this is, in a lot of ways, we're going to see more and more these similarities between, right, between Klal Yisrael and the moon, right? Right, and I said it before, that the Mefarshim say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says on Rosh Chodesh to bring a Seir Chatat, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol sinned. Hashem, and the Mefarshim say, instead of lowering the illumination of the moon, I should have increased in the first place the sun. And it's something about Chinuch, that in Chinuch we should never put down. רבי חנניה בן הרשיא אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל לפיכך.